Owens wrote on the page that Jefferson's values aided in the construction of institutionalized racism and justified the subjugation of black people in the United States. But historian Annette Gordon Reed, who was the first African-American to win the Pulitzer Prize for History for her work on Jefferson, says the Founding Fathers should not be lumped together with Confederate generals. Members of the founding generation should occupy a different place in our minds than the Confederates, she told Newsweek. There's a big difference between being a person who helped create the United States and being a person who worked to destroy the United States. Dr. Clarence Jones, who helped Martin Luther King Jr. write his I Have a Dream speech, has taken a similar stance. Neither Washington nor Jefferson should be judged as harshly as Confederate figures because they devoted their lives to saving and founding this country, he told the BBC in 2017. Sure, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson owned slaves, he said. There was no question, he added, that they were morally compromised in their efforts to build a nation based on the principles enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. But neither of those two persons led the nation in treasonous insurrection to overthrow the government they had formed in order to preserve the institution of slavery, period. He did not live up to the ideals of the Declaration. It was Jefferson who penned the famed words in the Declaration of Independence, ones that most Americans know by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But those rights weren't extended to all, and Jefferson certainly didn't believe all men were equal, and that is something that is rarely touched on in classrooms.